Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic jungle and drum and bass bass stack in Ableton Live 12, a deep 808 tail for the weight, and a crunchy sampler layer for the grit, bite, and movement. This is a really useful groove technique, because in DNB you don't always need a super complicated bassline to get energy. Sometimes the magic is in the texture, the note length, and how the bass works with the drums. So today we're making something that feels simple, but hits like a proper underground roller. Think of this as two jobs, one instrument. The 808 layer is the foundation. It carries the sub and gives you that low-end punch. The sampler layer is the attitude. It adds the dirty mid-range character that makes the bass audible on smaller speakers and gives it that chopped, dusty, jungle feel. First, set your project around 170 BPM so it has that authentic drum and bass pace. Create a new MIDI track and name it something like Bass Stack. Then draw in a short 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep the phrase simple, for beginner practice. Just use 2 to 4 notes total, one root note on beat 1, maybe another note later in the bar, and leave some space. That space matters. In drum and bass, the bass doesn't just fill every gap. It works with the kick and snare. A little restraint goes a long way, especially at fast tempos. Now let's build the 808 tail. On the first MIDI track, load Sampler and find a clean 808 style one shot, a deep bass hit, or even a subbeat tail from your own sample library. Set Sampler to classic mode. If the sample behaves well, turn warp off. Trim the start so you're not hearing a messy click unless you want one. Then tune the pitch so it matches the key of your track. That tuning part is important. Beginners often overlook it, but if the bass note isn't in key, even a good sound will feel wrong. So make sure your root note actually fits the song. For the 808 shape, keep the attack very short, usually 0 to a few milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 300 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds, depending on how long you want the tail to ring. If it's too boomy or it's stepping on the drums, shorten the decay. If it disappears too fast, lengthen it a bit. The goal here is weight, not mess. After Sampler, at EQ8, use a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to clear out useless sub-rumble. If the bass feels muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. And if there's a harsh click or extra attack, tame that a little in the upper mids. Nothing extreme, just clean up. Then add utility and keep the low end centered. For this kind of bass, mono is your friend. A centered sub is much easier to mix with kick drums, and it will translate better on big systems too. So keep the 808 solid, narrow, and controlled. Now we're going to make the crunchy sampler layer on a second MIDI track. Load another sampler, but this time choose a sample with character. Something gritty, chopped, dusty, noisy, or broken works great. You could use a vinyl hit, a break fragment, a rough percussion stab, a distorted rim, or even a tiny resampled piece of your own bass. This layer should not carry the sub. It's not here to be huge down low. It's here to add crunch, movement, and audible texture in the mid-range. So pitch it up until it sits clearly above the 808. Shorten the sample if needed so it behaves more like a playable hit than a long loop. Set the attack to 0, keep the decay fairly short, and use EQ8 to high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the way of the sub. If it's too boxy, cut a little in the low mids. If it's too harsh, shave some of the top. The idea is to make it gritty, but still usable. Now let's dirty it up. After Sampler on the texture layer, add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. Then trim the output back so you're not just making it louder by accident. That's a big beginner mistake. Distortion is not the same thing as volume. After saturator, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for gritty DNB texture. Start with a modest amount of drive, a little crunch, and keep boom low or off unless you specifically want more low-end thump. If the attack needs more snap, add a touch of transient. If the top end gets too sharp, use damp to smooth it out. This layer should sound ugly in a useful way, not broken in a bad way, more like dirty, exciting, and alive. You want to hear it on small speakers, but it shouldn't be so loud that it fights the snare or hi-hats. Now separate the two layers clearly. The 808 stays low, round, and mono. The texture layer stays mid-range focused, filtered, and gritty. This separation is what keeps the bass stack clean. If both layers live in the same frequency zone, the whole thing gets cloudy fast. You can also add auto filter to the texture layer if you want movement. A little cutoff automation can make the bass feel animated without needing a totally different pattern. In a jungle or DNB track, that small motion can make a huge difference. At this point, group both tracks into a bass group. That makes it much easier to think about the sound as one instrument. Bring the 808 up first, then sneak the texture layer in until you just hear it clearly. A good rule is that the 808 should feel stronger in the room, while the texture is more obvious on headphones and on smaller speakers. Now check how it feels with your drums. This is where the groove really lives. Use the kick as your timing reference. If the kick disappears, the bass may be too long or too low mid-heavy. If the snare feels crowded, the bass notes may be too long around beats 2 and 4. If the drop sounds muddy, cut more low mids from the texture layer before reaching for more volume. That's a really important mindset in DNB. When the bass feels weak, the answer is often not to turn it up. Often the answer is to make it shorter, cleaner, or better balanced. Now focus on the MIDI itself. In this style, note length and note placement are a huge part of the groove. Try making some notes shorter so the drums have room. Leave tiny gaps between repeated notes. Put a note just after the snare to create forward motion. You're trying to make the bass breathe with the drum pattern, not fight it. For a jungle-inspired feel, keep the phrase a little more chopped and syncopated. For a darker roller, keep it more restrained with a few strong notes and controlled movement. Either way, space is your friend. Next, add a bit of automation to the texture layer only. This keeps the 808 stable while the grit changes over time. You can automate the auto filter cutoff slightly every bar or two, or push the saturator drive a little harder at the start of a drop phrase. You might also open the drum bus crunch just for the last note before a fill. Keep those movements small. You don't need huge sweeps. Even tiny changes can make a bass line feel alive. That's one of the secrets of strong DNB arrangement. Small changes, strong intent. If you want a really practical rule, check the bass at low monitoring volume. If you can still feel it when the volume is down, your mid layer is doing its job and the sub is probably balanced well. If it disappears completely, the texture may be too quiet or the 808 may be too soft. Now that the stack is working, save it. You can even turn it into an instrument rack and map a few macros, like 808 tail length, texture drive, and texture filter. That way, you can reuse the same sound design idea in future jungle rollers, halftime sections, or heavy drop ideas without starting from scratch. And here's the big takeaway. The 808 tail gives you weight. The crunchy sampler layer gives you character. Together, they make a bass sound that's simple, powerful, and very usable in real drum and bass production. So for your practice, make a 2-bar loop at 170 BPM, keep the MIDI super simple, process the 808 and texture separately, high-pass the texture, keep the sub mono, and test everything with kick and snare. Then automate one small change in bar 2, and listen to how much more alive the groove feels. If you want to push it further, try making 3 versions, a cleaner roller version, a dirtier jungle version, and a bigger drop impact version. That's how you start turning one bass sound into a whole toolkit. Alright, let's get in there and build that low-end jungle energy.